to Lent Reflections with Grandview Church. Lent is the season in the church year that precedes Easter. It begins on Ash Wednesday, and like the season of Advent, it is a time of preparation. Believers spend the 40 days leading up to Easter in prayer and contemplation on sin, mortality, and the events leading up to the crucifixion of Jesus. On Sundays this season, Grandview Church is wandering through the wilderness with the people of Israel, who spent 40 years being shaped into the people of God who could share God's blessing to all the earth. We know from Scripture that the people of Israel did not ultimately succeed in this. The 40 days of Lent represent the 40 days that Jesus spent in the wilderness before he began his ministry. Jesus succeeded where Israel failed. He allowed the wilderness to test and prepare him so that through him, God's blessing could be shared throughout the world. In Lent, we are invited to similarly enter the wilderness, to be tested, purified, and prepared so that we might become the people of God. In today's podcast, we will mark Ash Wednesday, the beginning of our Lenten journey toward the cross of Jesus. You are invited to join along as we spend time in confession of our sins, both individual and collective, and in contemplation of God's mercy. And so, we begin our journey.
Grace to you, and peace from God our Father, the Lord Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. We begin each Lent asking for the blessing of forgiveness. God longs for us to return with our whole hearts, for without such repentance, we remain tormented by the question, where is our God? God has not cast us out of his presence. Rather, he desires us to become the goodness of God. The Father, who is in that secret place, waits for us to pray, "Create in me a pure heart, O God."
Let us now call to mind our sin and the infinite mercy of God. We invite you to respond to each confession with the refrain, "Lord, have mercy." If you choose, you may pause between each confession and call to mind specific ways in which you have fallen short and cry out for God's mercy. Let us pray. Most merciful God, Creator of the universe, we confess that we have sinned in thought, word, and deed. We have not loved you with our whole heart and mind and strength. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We have not forgiven others as we have been forgiven. Lord, have mercy. We have been deaf to your call to serve as Christ served us. We have not been true to the mind of Christ. We have grieved your Holy Spirit. Lord, have mercy. We confess to you, Lord, all our past unfaithfulness, the pride, hypocrisy, and impatience of our lives. Lord, have mercy. Our self-indulgent appetites and ways, and our exploitation of other people. Lord, have mercy. Our anger at our own frustration and our envy of those more fortunate than ourselves. Lord, have mercy.
our negligence in prayer and worship, and our failure to commend the faith that is in us. Lord, have mercy. Accept our repentance, Lord, for the wrongs we have done. And now we will respond to each confession with the words, Lord, we repent. For our blindness to human need and suffering, and our indifference to injustice and cruelty, Lord, we repent. For all false judgments, for uncharitable thoughts toward our neighbors, and for our prejudice and contempt toward those who differ from us, Lord, we repent. For our waste and pollution of your creation, and our lack of concern for those who come after us, Lord, we repent. Restore us, good Lord, and let your anger depart from us, for your mercy is great. Amen.
Joel 2, verses 12 to 18. Even now, declares the Lord, return to me with all your heart, with fasting and weeping and mourning. Rend your heart and not your garments. Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger and abounding in love. And he relents from sending calamity. Who knows? He may turn and relent and leave behind a blessing, grain offerings and drink offerings for the Lord your God. Blow the trumpet in Zion. Declare a holy fast. Call a sacred assembly. Gather the people. Consecrate the assembly. Bring together the elders. Gather the children, those nursing at the breast. Let the bridegroom leave his room and the bride her chamber. Let the priests who minister before the Lord weep between the portico and the altar. Let them say, spare your people, Lord. Do not make your inheritance an object of scorn, a byword among the nations. Why should they say among the peoples, where is their God? Then the Lord was jealous for his land and took pity on his people.
Scripture offers us many stories of God's people, both individuals and groups, who return to God after running away. You might even have a favorite one of these stories. Perhaps it's the story of David, returning to Jerusalem with the Ark of the Covenant, dancing before the Lord. Maybe it's the story of Peter, eating breakfast on the beach with the resurrected Jesus, reaffirming his love for Christ three times, and receiving forgiveness for his three denials. Or maybe it's the parable of the prodigal son, who returns to the open arms of the Father for a great feast. Yet here, in the book of Joel, we see a different kind of return. There is no feast. There is no fatted calf. There is no party, no dancing through the streets. There isn't even a sunrise meal. In fact, there is no meal at all. There is fasting, and there is weeping, and there is mourning. We might want to relook at those stories that we love so dearly that I mentioned earlier. Before David's dancing came his grief, confusion, anger, and disappointment with God. Before the prodigal son's return was his loneliness, isolation, and self-loathing. Before Peter's lakeside breakfast with Jesus came the denials around the fire and the agony as his Lord was dragged to Calvary. Pain almost always precedes the feast. Coming to grips with our own sin and emptiness creates an invitation for God. You see, God longs to fill us. He longs to welcome us into his open arms. He longs to feed us with bread and with wine, with his very Son. But God also isn't satisfied to fill, welcome, and feed just a small part of us. God longs to fill all of us, every nook and cranny of our broken and hurting lives. And so there are seasons when we have to make room. There are seasons to fast and to weep and to mourn. Seasons to make room for the glorious feast yet to come. Seasons to cry out to God, have mercy. Seasons to gather young and old, to prepare a place of emptiness that only God can truly fill.
Gracious God, bring us back, captives of our false gods. We have eyes yet cannot see. We have ears yet cannot hear. Those who sow in tears will one day reap with joy. Restore us, O Lord. Praise God, all you saints who plod through the dark of night. Joy comes with the dawn. When the Lord brings us back, we'll be like those who dream. Laughter will grace our hearts. Songs will spill off our tongues. Those who sow in tears will one day reap with joy. Restore us, O Lord. Praise God, all you saints who plod through the dark of night. Joy comes with those who sow in tears will one day reap with joy. Restore us, O Lord. Praise God, all you saints who plod through the dark of night. Joy comes with the dawn.
On Ash Wednesday, believers traditionally trace an ash cross on their foreheads. The ashes symbolize mortality and the repentance of sins, both at the heart of the Lent season. If you have ashes and would like to practice the tradition of tracing a cross on your forehead, we invite you to pause the podcast and gather what elements you need now. Whether you put on the symbol of the ash cross or not, set aside this space to reflect on the ancient words, "Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return, as you listen to the next song.
Dust we are and shall return. Be still, my soul, and let it go. Just let it go. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God in the highest. Naked we came and shall return into the grave. Be still, my soul, and let it go. Just let it go. Glory to God. Glory to God in the highest. God, glory to God in the highest. Glory to God, glory to God in the highest. Glory to God. Glory to God in the highest. Be still, my soul, Lord, make me whole.
As our podcast for this week draws to a close, you are invited to continue your reflection into your day and week. Included in the Lenten package that was sent out to the community is a Visio Divina, similar to Lectio Divina, in which we contemplate Scripture through a series of readings and reflections. Visio Divina allows us to contemplate God through an image, in this case, a painting entitled The Well by Mike Moyers. Visio Divina, translated literally, sacred seeing, invites us into a piece of art, but really, it invites us into God and into ourselves. Instructions have been included in the Visio Divina on the opposite side of the artwork. If you didn't receive a Lenten package, you can also find these instructions and the artwork at the Resources tab of Grandview Church's website, which can be found online at gcbchurch.ca. You may feel free to pause the podcast now to enter into the Visio Divina, or feel free to listen to our final song, our closing prayer, and then allow the Visio Divina to lead you out from here. Consider returning to the painting throughout the season of Lent, as we journey towards Holy Week, towards Calvary. We may find that God speaks differently to us the closer we get. And as we go from here, let the words of our final hymn be a prayer that guides us into and throughout this season of Lent. Lord, be our vision.
Of my own heart, whatever be
May God, our good parent, who does not despise the broken spirit, give you a contrite heart. May Christ the Redeemer, who bore our sins in his body on the tree, heal you by his wounds. May the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, who leads us into all truth, speak to you words of pardon and peace. And the blessing of God Almighty be among you and remain with you always. Amen. Go in the joy and peace of Christ. Thanks be to God.
Have mercy. Have mercy.